My friends, today is a YouTuber's dream. The blood moon, the elections. What more juicy things can we possibly talk about? And you've probably been scouring the internet trying to figure out, what does it all mean? And right here in Uniquely Mary, I will tell you what God revealed to me. But first, we want to talk about the blood moon in the context of the scriptures and then what's happening today. So in the scriptures, it's sort of this omen, this kind of sign from above. And we see it, most importantly, the night after Jesus died. Actually, that following morning, he died. They all see the blood moon. Everyone can make the connection. It was clear to them that God was trying to tell them something about what happened to Jesus's death, what that was all about. The same with right now. How could we not make a connection between the blood moon and the elections? And you see many people putting out all types of prophecies and things like that. So let me tell you what God showed me when I asked him, what does he want me to tell you? Just as it was at the time of Jesus, so it is now. It's a sign that God is saying, I'm in control. I knew this would happen. This was not a surprise for me. Even the cosmos indicate that this was all part of my plan. And so what can we take from that? To not be afraid? That's exactly what God wants you to know right now. Do not be afraid. Do not let yourself get intoxicated by fear or anxiety. Instead, grab onto that sober intoxication of the Holy Spirit, where your mind and your heart are filled with peace, where you're filled with the knowledge of God's love for you, and that allows your heart to be with this deep spiritual joy. Do not give in to fear. It doesn't matter what happens today. It doesn't matter who takes over. God is in control. Not that group, not even the other group. We're not in control. God knew everything that would happen from all eternity. He knows, even as the scripture said, that your hair will fall out or turn black or gray or whatever color it happens to be today. God loves you. And if we give in to fear or anxiety, we are, by that very same decision, which it is a decision to do that, saying that God is not in control, saying that God is not good, saying that God does not love you or want to take care of you. All of which are lies from the evil one. And sometimes maybe the news and YouTubers want you to be in anxiety, because guess what? When that anxiety and fear takes over, that's your animal part of your brain, and they don't want you to think. They want you to just respond with instinct. So my friends, straight from the heart of God, be at peace. God is in control. Do not worry about a thing today. Just let the love of Jesus Christ cover over you and fill you with his peace. God bless you. I'll see you in the next one.